Among the many Oscars the movie Titanic could win tonight is one for Best Supporting Actress. Gloria Stewart is up for her role as the 101-year-old Rose, the survivor of the doomed romance at the heart of the movie, played as a teenager by actress Kate Winslet. NPR's Renee Montaigne has this profile of Stewart's career, both on and off screen.
In the movie Titanic, we first glimpse the character Rose, grown old, at a potter's wheel. In real life, you'd find Gloria Stewart at a printing press. For the last 15 years, she's been crafting exquisite hand-printed art books.
This is all hand-set type. And then the ink goes on here. It automatically spreads, and your paper goes in here, it fastens in
Both
here.
Her backyard studio and her home are filled with paintings Gloria Stewart began making in the 1950s, fantastical nudes and dream landscapes reminiscent of Rousseau. Outside, the garden is a wonderland of miniature trees, the bonsai Stewart has been shaping for nearly half a century. Yet this real life, lived through art, in a way, has been Gloria Stewart's second act. Her first act was lived on camera and on stage. It began with her first backyard play during World War I.
We used to knit wash rags for the men overseas, or cakes for the bake sale. And that was the entrance fee, and all the neighbors came, and we put on a play. I remember there were curtains that opened.
Gloria Stewart remembers her next childhood performance was for the Santa Monica Bay Women's Club flower show. She played a water lily. Prophetic, maybe. Years later, she was discovered by movie scouts on stage in Chekhov's The Seagull, and her early movie career began with a most gothic storm. In the 1932 movie The Old Dark House, director James Whale of Frankenstein and the Invisible Man renown parodies the horror genre. Gloria Stewart plays a beautiful blonde forced with her sophisticated friends to find shelter in a ruined house peopled with lunatics.
Well, now, for heaven's sake, stop! Let's look at a map or something.
My own view is we're not on a map.
Oh, you look, Philip. I can't see anything. It's all a stupid puddle.
Seems to represent this country very well. Everything here is underwater.
Now, if shooting Titanic was rough for its stars, Gloria Stewart remembers making those early movies as even more demanding. No overtime, no breaks, no catering trucks. On the set of The Old Dark House, Gloria Stewart and her co-star Melvin Douglas were not even offered the tea brought in for the British director.
11Zs and 4Zs, tea brought in, and they never asked Melvin Douglas and me to join them. Never ask us. I mean, they never asked us.
It was this smallish slight that led to Stewart hearing, for the first time in connection with acting, the word union.
Melvin and I were talking, and he had come from New York from the equity strike for actors, which was murder. Actors were locked out of theaters, and it lasted a very long time, and it was a dreadful strike for actors. So he said, you know, a lot of us are talking about having a union here, that the screen actors should have a union. I said, what's that? And he said, well, working conditions, pay, overtime, all that, feeding us, so forth and so on. Sounded great.
Which is how it happened that Gloria Stewart became a founding member of the Screen Actors Guild. Though she remembers union organizing in then left-leaning Hollywood was far less painful than in New York.
We didn't have to strike because the big stars at Metro, like Gable, Joan Crawford, Garbo, and Dietrich at Paramount, they all were going to call in sick one day. And they were in production. So we had our union.
The Marx Brothers were in the union, and also close friends of Stewart and her husband Arthur Sheikman, a writer who collaborated on scripts for Duck Soup, Horse Feathers, and Monkey Business. But despite the exciting social life that swirled around the boys, as Stewart called them, and dinner parties with the single-name luminaries of the day, Chaplin, Segovia, the Gershwins, Gloria Stewart had grown sick of the parts that had been coming her way.
I hated everything I was doing. I didn't want to play girl reporters, girl detectives, girl lawyers, rich girl, poor girl, those parts. They were not challenging. I had been playing Chekhov and Shakespeare and Pirandello, and, you know, I was very snobbish, and I wanted to go to the New York theater. And, of course, when I got to New York and had quit film, they didn't want a movie actress. Movie actresses were trash.
As it turns out, Gloria Stewart would never have been cast in Titanic had she become a really famous movie actress. That's because director James Cameron didn't want audiences having vivid memories of, say, a young Katharine Hepburn when they saw Kate Winslet's young Rose on screen. For Gloria Stewart, the call to read for the part came entirely out of the blue. One day, a casting agent was on the phone asking if she could send over a script.
She said, "It's Old Rose." So I was turning pages like this, Old Rose, Old Rose, Old Rose, and it was a great part. Oh, I could taste it halfway through. I knew it was wonderful.
These are some of the things we recovered from your stateroom.
This was mine. How extraordinary. And it looks the same as it did the last time I saw it. The reflection has changed a bit.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
Looking ahead, not back, Gloria Stewart hopes once again to act. If she wins tonight at 87, she will be the oldest actor ever to take home an Oscar. In any event, Gloria Stewart will be arriving in grand style. Rose's magnificent Heart of the Ocean necklace was not, of course, really a diamond. But thanks to jeweler Harry Winston, Gloria Stewart will be wearing one of the largest blue diamonds in the world tonight in a setting she helped design. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.